This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Additional restrictions for international travelers entering the United States went into effect today. A negative COVID test is required one day before the flight leaving. That means a rapid test is necessary. This restriction makes sense, but the logistics to comply can be formidable for some countries of origin. It will make some people think twice again before leaving the United States out of concern for their return. Travel bans are not warranted if testing regimes are instead implemented. The current ban on travel from South Africa should be lifted when they can comply with the testing. 13 states now have confirmed the new Omicron variant, including Nebraska and Minnesota. It will be just a short matter of time until it is confirmed in Iowa and the rest of the United States, too. The state of Vermont has the highest level of vaccination of any state in the country, yet has seen hospitalizations rise to their highest level in the pandemic there. That is because of the Delta breakthroughs. It again goes to show that the vaccine is not a cure, but it is a fact-proven deterrent to severe illness and death from COVID. Well, another week or two is needed to judge the lethalness of this new Omicron variant and the efficacy to the vaccines. It is believed that the vaccines will save many lives. Inflation is now considered to be more than transitory by the Federal Reserve. Anything that slows the global economy, walls off free trade, limits consumer access, and disrupts global supply chains is going to raise prices and fuel inflation. Therefore, the economic effects of Omicron will be inflationary. I find myself on an island over a number of issues today. Another is cybercurrency. Treasury Secretary Yellen says that they have not come to a firm conclusion on the new digital fiats. I have. When I hear ads touting investing in cybercurrencies, I scoff at the characterization. Invest? Really? Invest in what, pray tell? There's nothing physical about Bitcoin or the other intangibles. It is the new version of the tulip bulb mania or funny money. All you are betting on by exchanging real cash for cybercurrency is that there is a greater fool out there willing to do so at a worse exchange rate than you just transacted. It is the epitome of the greater fool theory. There's no use for it except for speculation or criminality. At the end of the day, cybercurrencies have no intrinsic value. There's nothing to analyze value of. They are just putting a label on air that owners hope others will inflate. That works until it doesn't. The Fed has been the biggest issuer of fiat currency for the past decade, and cybercurrency cedes control of the money supply to others. They may become competition to central bank control, which is why some central banks, China's for example, are resistant. The EPA was supposed to announce RFS mandates for 2020, 2021, and 2022 by the end of November. Now only a few days late, the U.S. administration reportedly plans to propose the amount of biofuels that oil refiners must blend into their fuel mix this year and next soon. That determines how many RINs are required for refiners who do not blend biofuel to purchase. The market has been inoculated to the idea that the administration is likely to reduce the mandates for 2020 and 2021, easing up on refiners. That should have little impact on how much corn is crushed, as all of that is now in the rearview mirror. Doing so may give refiners the impression, however, that if they stonewall the RFS long enough, their RIN obligation will melt away. The market also expects stronger RFS blending requirements from EPA for 2022, which is the real driver of demand going forward. RJO noted that the move could help increase production of advanced biofuels, which includes lower carbon products such as renewable diesel and sustainable aviation fuel. Biofuel should be a strong component of the Biden climate policy. It is one tool to push us towards zero carbon. RG stock tested its low for the year last week. It started out the year on its high of $1.17 a share and traded to a low of $45.06 a share in September. High soybean feedstock prices squeezed REG profits. REG stock has traded somewhat close to the inverse of soy oil. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says he expects new future renewable fuel standard volumes from EPA in the very near future. He keeps talking up how positive that the administration will be for biofuels, but they are yet to deliver. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.